Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast and my YouTube channel for those of you who are watching the visuals. This is Believing in Hair with your host, Emily Howes. Now, today we're going to do an episode on why you should let things go when things aren't serving you anymore. I have held on to things so damn hard in the past when they haven't even added any value to my life, when they haven't served me anymore, when they're holding me back. I have literally been unable to let go of these things because of so many reasons. I've held on to people, I've held on to jobs, I've held on to friendships when they actually haven't served me anymore. And you do get to a point where it absolutely drains you. Holding on to something that no longer aligns with you consumes emotional, mental, and even physical energy that could be invested elsewhere. And that is the main point of this conversation today, is that when one door closes, another door opens. I believe in the universe so damn hard. And I fully believe that when you close a door that is no longer serving you anymore, it's mentally and physically draining you, the universe will open up another door that will add so much more value to your life. It might be adding more financial security to your life. It might be a better job opportunity. It might be a better friendship. It might be a better partner. But when you hold on to something that doesn't serve you anymore, it's only going to completely drain your energy. Now, like I said, I have held on to things in the past. I've held on to relationships. I've held on to jobs. I've held on to friendships that weren't serving me anymore because I have always grown up to be a people pleaser. I've always been very sensitive. I've always been very emotional. And I've held on to certain things for different reasons. But a lot of them have been because they've made me feel comfortable. I think a lot of them have been because it was a habit, it was a routine, it was easy. And I think sometimes, like I said in my last podcast episode, holding on to these things because they're comfortable and cozy might feel nice in the moment. It might feel peaceful in the moment, but it's not going to help your growth. It's not going to push you any further. It's not going to help you progress in life. And sometimes they can really, really, really hold you back. For me, an example have been past relationships. When I've been in past relationships, I've been so mentally and physically drained that I've not pushed my career. I've not pushed my personal goals. I've not started a podcast. I've not started a YouTube channel because I was so fixated on that relationship and the bad things that it was bringing me, that I couldn't fixate on anything else. I couldn't focus on anything else. I couldn't focus on my career path or going to the gym or bettering myself or reading self-help books or eating healthy meals and meal prepping because I was so fixated on that relationship and the negativity that it was bringing me. It was draining all of my energy that I didn't have any energy left to put it into myself and my personal growth and my finances and to have a better body and mindset and mental health. It was literally holding me back and sucking the life out of me. And sometimes I held on to these things and I can't even tell you why. I can't even tell you why I was holding on to these things so hard. Maybe it's just because I've got an anxious attachment, and that is a whole nother episode. I will do an episode on anxious and avoidant attachment styles because I've done so much research and I feel like I'm very clued up on attachment styles now. My therapist was laughing at me when I was explaining my attachment style to her because she was like, "You literally know more than I do." So I will definitely do an episode on that. But that is probably why I have stayed so grounded or attached in certain past relationships, whether that be with friends or family members or like romantic partners, because I've always had an anxious attachment style. And that's why I also really am so passionate about detachment and why detachment is so important. But I have done an episode on detachment and I will do another one because I do think it's really, really, really important to be detached in everything in life, to outcomes, to people, to things, to everything, to save yourself disappointment. But another reason why you should let go of something when it isn't serving you anymore is to have self-respect. Letting go honors your worth. It's a way of saying, I deserve better than this. Now, I have stayed in relationships and jobs where I wasn't respected. I was not respected in these places and with these people, and I stayed, and it drains your energy physically and mentally so much by staying in situations, or I don't know, like I said, jobs or with people that don't respect you. Letting go is your power move. Letting go of these people or these jobs where you're not respected is absolutely your power move. And nothing bad can come from letting go of someone or a job or a situation that isn't respecting you. I promise you now, it's the best thing you can do for yourself, for your mental health. I've been in past relationships before where my skin, my rosacea on my face was so bad. I could never work out why my skin was so bad, guys. I literally done everything I could to try and fix my skin. I had facial appointments constantly. I tried every skincare under the sun. I tried every skincare regime possible. I cut out gluten. I cut out dairy. I cut out wheat. I cut out carbs. I cut out sugar. I tried everything. Nothing was helping my skin. Guess what helped my skin? Getting out of that relationship. 6 months after that relationship, my skin cleared up. If that isn't telling you that you was in the wrong place and you were staying in the wrong place, I don't know what is. The amount of stories I've heard from women and men that have been in past relationships or jobs or just in shit situations that haven't been serving them anymore and have come out and they've got rid of back pain, they've got rid of gut issues, not by doing anything other than not being in such a shit situation or a stressful situation that wasn't serving them anymore. Chronic stress is real, and staying in situations that don't serve you anymore will literally kill you. You can stay in a situation for so long that it will do more damage to your physical health and mental health than any alcohol or smoking or drugs could do to you. So I want you to remind yourself, the next time that you think you can work through staying in a situation that isn't serving you anymore, remind yourself of the physical and the mental pain that it can actually do long term to you. Also, a reason that you should let go of something that isn't serving you anymore is to have peace of mind. Releasing what doesn't serve you reduces inner conflict, resentment, and stress. Again, I've stayed in situations before where, for example, a job that I was working in, where they didn't value me, they didn't appreciate me, they never promoted me or made me feel like I was a value to the company. And I started to build resentment, which then equaled more stress, and it also made me not want to pull my weight in the business anymore or in the company anymore, because I wasn't valued there, I wasn't appreciated there, and that isn't in my nature. I know I'm a hard worker, I know what I'm capable of bringing to the table, I know what I can do for a company or a business, but because I wasn't valued there anymore and I built so much resentment to them because I was never appreciated, I never got a praise ever, it stopped me from excelling anymore, because I just didn't want to anymore. I didn't want to put my time, energy, and effort into that company anymore because I wasn't valued there. It wasn't actually serving me anymore because I knew I was never going to get that promotion. I knew I was never going to be able to climb the ladder in that company. So it made me stop putting in my time and effort, and it made me stop growing as a person because I wasn't getting any value by being there anymore. It wasn't serving me anymore. So anyway, there are just a few reasons why I think you should let go of something that isn't serving you anymore. I mean, that is literally in the name of this title. Like, you should absolutely let go of things that aren't serving you anymore. But it's easier said than done. I've stayed in situations for literal years because of my attachment style and because I was so scared of the outcome and I was so scared to let go and because I always thought like, what if, no, what if you let go and the best thing ever happens to you? What if you let go and you are bombarded with better opportunities and better people in your life and more money and more financial stability and a better body and a clearer mindset? What if the universe praises you with so much more? What if the universe or God rewards you with so much more because you've decided to let go? You need to make space for better things to come into your life by letting go of the things that aren't serving you anymore, that aren't adding any value to your life anymore. This is so important because when you are fixating on something, for example, a friendship, a relationship, a job, or just anything that's not serving you anymore, when you, bear with me, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by a call, you need to make space for better things to come in. When you're so fixated on something negative in your life or something that's consuming up or taking up a lot of your life, you have no room for something better to come into your life. You have absolutely no room or no brain capacity to let a new opportunity to come into your life. You're not looking for it. You're not open up to it because you're so fixated on something bad or something negative that is consuming your whole life. So anyway, like I said, it's not easy to let go. I've stayed in situations for years because I've either been comfortable because of my attachment style, because I'm scared, because I'm nervous, because I'm doubting myself. There are so many reasons why I've held on to things for so long, but I've wrote down some tips on how to let go. So for my people on YouTube, I will be looking at my screen just so I remember exactly what to say, but let's start at number one. Acknowledge the truth. Be radically honest with yourself. Is this helping me grow or is it keeping me stuck? Naming the reality is the first step. And now, you know, I absolutely love journaling. I journal day and night. I just feel like it's so good to get everything out of your head onto paper. That way it really makes it clear like what you're thinking and what the next steps are. So writing down, actually, is this situation that you're in, whether it be a job, a friendship, a business, a partner, a family member, just a situation, is it helping you progress in your life? Is it helping you achieve your goals? Is it helping you grow as a person? Or is it keeping you stuck? Is it holding you back? Is it making you feel like you're in a rut? Write it out. Write out the pros and cons. If there are even just an equal amount of cons, it's not worth it. If there's more cons, it's definitely not. Even if there's three cons, you really need to reevaluate whether this is worth keeping in your life or if it's worth staying in this situation. Feel it fully. Letting go isn't about suppression. Grieve the loss of what you hoped it would be. Allow sadness or anger to surface. Processing emotions helps you release them. And now this is such a big one, especially if it is a breakup or a friendship breakup. Don't just suppress your emotions and think, okay, well, I'm going to feel happy now that I've let go. Absolutely not. Especially with a breakup, you are going to feel sad. You're going to feel angry. You're going to feel hurt. You're going to feel pain. You're going to feel upset. You have to feel these feelings to get over it. So many people go through a breakup, especially avoidance, and they mask their feelings. They suppress their feelings. They go to the gym. They go to work. They do drugs. They drink alcohol. They go out and party. They sleep with other people. They don't grieve the loss, and I promise you now, it'll only come and bite you back in the ass. You need to feel the emotions. You need to go through the loss. You need to go through the breakup, whether it be from a friendship or a partner. You need to, even if it's a job, you can still feel sad from leaving a workplace. You have work friends there. You have responsibility there. You can absolutely feel sad from that. Grieve it, feel it. Get upset. Have a day on the sofa eating ice cream if you need to. Do what you've got to do to actually feel those emotions so that you can get over it. Because without feeling those emotions, you will not actually get over that situation and be able to fully let go. Detach with compassion. You don't have to demonize. I wrote this really weird and I can't believe I've even spelt it like that. You don't have to demonize the person or the thing. You can accept it had purpose in your life, but that its season is over. Again, this goes particularly well if you had a relationship with someone that isn't serving you anymore. It's okay that you had good times. Not every day might have been bad. You might have some amazing memories. You might have gone on some amazing holidays. They might have brought you flowers. They might have done nice things for you. They might have brought you coffee to bed. They might have told you you're beautiful. They might have made you laugh. They might have been great in bed. There might have been great things about that relationship, and that's okay. You don't have to absolutely hold on to resentment and anger and hate that person. You can let go and know that it just isn't progressing or helping you progress anymore in your life. You can let go knowing that it doesn't add value anymore into your life. You can let go knowing that your paths don't align, but knowing that you still had a pleasant relationship or that there were good parts of the relationship, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to demonize every little part of that relationship and make it all out to be bad. You can appreciate it for what it was. You can be grateful for what it was, but also know that it's not adding any more value to your life or not serving you anymore or not helping you on the path that you want to be on or achieve any more of your goals. That is fine to feel both feelings towards a relationship or a job or a situation or a friendship. Number four, I want you to shift your focus back to yourself. Reinvest your energy into self-care, your passions, your future goals. This rewires your mind from clinging to someone or something external to finding stability within. Now, this is what's massively helped me through my breakup and just other things in my life, is focusing my energy back onto myself. Like I said, I wouldn't be pushing my career. I wouldn't be going to the gym. I wouldn't be focusing so much on my podcast and my social media platforms and my YouTube and my TikTok if I was still stuck in that situation, because that was holding me back massively. And now I've got the time and the energy and the capacity to focus all of that energy back on myself. I absolutely am. I'm putting it back into my passions. I'm helping myself feel whole again. I'm doing the work. I'm putting the energy back into myself to become a better person. And that's what it's all about, is using that energy that you once used in that situation to put back into yourself. You need to create boundaries. If it is a person, reduce contact, remove triggers like checking their social media, and stick to your decision. If it is a habit or a job, set practical steps to transition away. Now, it doesn't just have to be, like I said, a situation or a job or a person. It can actually be something like a habit, whether it might be smoking or drinking or doing drugs, or it could be anything, guys. There are so many random habits out there that you may want to let go of if it's not serving you anymore. You don't have to cut all ties and go cold turkey in one day. You can do it slowly, step by step. Every day you will progress further into letting that thing go, but you need to take action today to be able to do that. So if it is, for example, drinking, just cut down on drinking. Don't drink so much. If it's going out drinking, then maybe turn down saying yes to going out every single time your friends ask you to go out. Or if you go out, I know it's easier said than done, guys. These are just examples, but drink less when you go out with those people. Have a fizzy drink in between every alcoholic drink if you need to. There are ways and means of going about letting go of these bad habits, as well as just bad people and bad jobs and bad situations, or just not even bad, but just things that aren't serving you anymore. Again, especially with people, it's really, really, really hard, but you do need to discipline yourself. You need to reduce contact, absolutely. You need to stop hurting yourself by checking their social media and checking up on them, or getting your friends to check their social media. You need to be so disciplined and have self-respect for yourself and reduce any kind of contact with them. And I promise you, day by day, week by week, month by month, it will be getting so much easier. Replace, don't just remove. Fill the void with healthier routines, supportive people, or uplifting experiences so you don't slide back. And then finally, practice surrender. Trust that what is meant for you won't pass you by. Life has seasons. Closing one chapter makes space for the next. And that one's so important for me, guys, because I've had to close a lot of chapters this year. a lot. I've had to close a lot of books this year, but I always know the next book's going to be better. I always know the next chapter's going to be better. I know what God or the universe has in store for me is so much better than the last. And I am a firm believer in cutting ties or closing the door to things that aren't serving you anymore to make room for better things. Like I've said time and time again, when one door closes, another door opens, and you really do need to believe that. You need to trust that. But until you cut that tie or you shut that door, it's not going to happen. You can't have both. You can't be looking out for new opportunities or open to new opportunities and people if you're still fixated on your past. You need to let go of what's not serving you anymore or what's not adding value anymore to make room for more. Anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'm going to stop rambling on now. It's really important to me because, like I said, I've had to let go of a lot of things that once meant something to me. They were once huge parts of my life. They once did fulfill me. They once did satisfy me. They once did make me happy. But as soon as they stop fulfilling you or serving you or adding value to your life, you need to know when to let go. And it is super important to make sure that you have that self-respect for yourself and you are disciplined enough to let go and stick to it. Because I promise you, the universe or God will reward you in so many ways if you do. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I love filming these kind of episodes with you guys. I can't wait to do so many more, especially when I move to Dubai. I'm super excited. But until then, this has been Believing in Her. You can follow me on Instagram. It is Believing in Her podcast. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.